UWM students are happy to have a new arena to call home that reflects their Panther pride. Fans at Wednesday night's men's basketball game, like junior Stevan Stojanovic, think the black and gold arena is exactly what the school needs.
I love that we got our name on there. I love that they've updated all the seats, got the new scoreboard in. It really brings a new feel to the arena.
But the Milwaukee Bucks basketball team revealed they may try to purchase the arena in order to put their own court in the space.
I kind of equate that to me saying to you, I want your house so I can build a mansion on it. So I'm just going to take it right now.
UWM's Student Association is determined to keep the Panther Arena and organized a rally before Wednesday's game to show support. Student Body President Ryan Sorensen's message to the Bucks is simple.
I guess what I would say is find somewhere else. You know, we're here to stay. We're happy here, to stay here. And just see what their other options are.
The Student Association put together a petition to keep the Panther Arena where it is. The petition has nearly 1,000 signatures, but a signature may be all the effort most students are willing to give.
I signed it because I have a lot of Milwaukee spirit and I want to see it stay the same.
That's freshman Maddie Rumpin. She's one of the hundreds of students who signed the petition but didn't bother to protest with the Student Association before tip-off. Some students around campus are in favor of the Bucks taking over the stadium. Sophomore Tony Flukhoff says the logistics of the arena don't make sense for UWM.
The Klotschke Center holds 3,500 students at basketball games, and the U.S. Cellular holds up to 11,000. Our average attendance at basketball games is around 2,500.
Flukhoff calls himself a Panther fan. He lost his voice cheering at the game the night before.
But more, I'm in favor of the new Bucks Stadium because the Bradley Center is so pathetic for a professional venue.
Senior Josh March says the arena makes no sense economically.
I think it's a good thing to have a presence downtown, depending on the financial benefits of that arena. This arena costs $3.4 million to name over 10 years. I don't see the benefit.
The Bucks will reveal their final decision in the next 2 months. For Media Milwaukee, I'm Jordan Enig.